We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I know that you're going to really appreciate my guest today, Nina Kennedy. Welcome, Nina.
Oh, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Annette, for inviting me today.
Well, I'm so grateful that you're able to come because we are going to be looking at Pentecost today.
Oh, wow.
And I know how much you love the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So let's start, friends, with Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 1. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 1. When Pentecost Day came around, they had all met in one room, when suddenly they heard what sounded like a powerful wind from heaven, the noise of which filled the entire house in which they were sitting, and something appeared to them that seemed like tongues of fire. Those separated and came to rest on the head of each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak foreign languages as the Spirit gave them the gift of speech. And others will interpret that as they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them ability or the power of utterance or as the Holy Spirit enabled them. Well, my friends, for us in Bridge for Peace, we are so strongly aware of the necessity of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this might be a new concept to you, and we just want you to know this is scriptural, as we just shared with you from Acts of the Apostles, and we want you to know that the upper room where they were coming together, as it said, had all of Jesus' apostles there, Jesus' own mother was there, and other disciples as well. So this might be something unusual to you, but this is not unusual to those who are acquainted with the Holy Word of God. And we don't want you to be ignorant today. We want you to have everything that Jesus died to give you. Now, I'm so grateful that Nina Kennedy was able to be with us today because she ran in her church a seminar for the baptism of the Holy Spirit to introduce people to the Holy Spirit and to get them empowered and equipped to face the problems of today. So, Nina, could you just talk to us about why you ran the seminar? What was the passion that you had? Because it's a big undertaking. How many weeks did it involve?
Yes, we ran a seminar. It was called Life in the Spirit. And when I was a newer believer, I was able to participate in the Life in the Spirit seminar, and I was so very touched by the way that this seminar ran and the way that I was touched by the Holy Spirit, and I was so inspired, and I became alive. And most people that do take this seminar really do become so aware of the Holy Spirit. And towards the end of the seminar, you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is when the Holy Spirit truly comes down upon you, just like it did at Pentecost, which is just so very powerful. And it's a life change for you. It's a new beginning in your journey, in your walk with the Lord. And it was a 6-week seminar, and every week there was a different topic. And it was just so educational because you were able to just learn so much about God and, about who he is and all that he wants for you. So this was just so informative and also just so anointed that the Holy Spirit was really present throughout the speakers and also the people that were there.
Yeah, so, you know, when you were sharing that, I was thinking, having done that seminar many times and even doing it sometimes in a one day, putting it all into one day as we've been doing lately, and yeah, people's lives are busy and difficult sometimes for people to commit and make the seminar. Some, you know, people, even a lot of people, they have difficulty traveling at night, so many different things. So we've done the single day, put it into one day for, I know over in Seaford, we did that for them. And then we've been doing that for Brooklyn, mm-hmm, right? Doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Brooklyn, because the pastor over there wants his whole church to be baptized in the Spirit.
Yes.
And I always think, as you're sharing about how moving the seminar is, I think about the very first topic, which is God's love. And how many people think that God is making a list, kind of like Santa Claus, making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Mm. And that God's keeping track of all of our sins or all of our good deeds. And actually what God's love shows us and starts to break down those fears that people have as God as a giant policeman, or the Father as a giant judge, keeping track of all their sins and keeping track of their good deeds and loving them more if they do good and despising them if they do bad, when actually that's not who God is at all. That, as the beginning, the very first message of the first lesson in that first seminar is, God is love. And God loves us. And he wants to draw us out of a life of sin for our sakes, because we were created with a plan and a purpose on this earth. And if we engage in sinful lifestyles, we will never reach that fulfillment and that happiness within ourselves. We won't know who we really are, because Satan will twist the way we think about ourselves. So how important it is to know that through the cross of Jesus Christ, we are the adopted sons and daughters of God. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many are listening today, but I know Nina has 4 biological adult children. And how many grandchildren now, Nina?
13.
13 children.
Yes.
And now I know before that newest babies, the new baby is just like a month old.
Yeah, yeah.
And before that baby was even born, you loved that baby.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You loved that baby. You didn't even know. They didn't know if it was a girl or a boy, right?
No.
I mean, today, a lot in America, they know early, is it a girl or a boy? But I know they didn't want to know. They didn't know a girl or a boy, and they loved that baby.
Yes.
Girl or boy, they loved the baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have been... Maybe your parents wanted a boy and you were a girl.
Hmm.
Or maybe they wanted a girl and you were a boy. I want you to know God loved you. He wasn't looking boy or girl. I mean, he created you, so he knew.
Exactly.
But he wasn't looking girl or boy, like one is better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
He loved you to the uttermost before you did a thing. He loved you when you were born into this earth, just as your parents loved you, your family loved you. Even though you couldn't do a thing, God doesn't love you because of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
What we get to do, even if we look at ourselves as Bridge for Peace, where we get to bring healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we're the ones that are excited about that. We're the ones who get fulfilled. We're the ones who are grateful. God doesn't say, oh, that you did something, therefore I'll open up heaven for you. He's not keeping that kind of list. Heaven is open because of the blood of Jesus Christ shed for you.
That's right.
So just that very topic when you said it's moving, how in the seminar you share in community.
Mm-hmm.
We want to encourage you from Bridge for Peace today, if you are not a part of a community where you can share, find one.
Yes.
Even if it's a prayer partner. You know, I mean, if it's a larger community, as Nina was saying, creating a community, mm-hmm, where people could bring others through the baptism of the Spirit and then travel together. After that, as in Bridge for Peace, we've been traveling together for 3 decades now,
mm-hmm,
over 3 decades. That's a wonderful thing, but maybe you don't have that opportunity. Maybe it's not possible. Find one person mm-hmm. that you can share your prayer life with, that you can share your sorrows and share your joys.
That's right.
You know, and mm-hmm. and we really want you to have that ability to walk with someone in the Spirit of God, mm-hmm. to be able to share the gift of tongues with someone, to That's come right. together with your prayer language and to be able to pray. So, Nina, you know, as we're talking about the Holy Spirit, and I know how much you love the Holy Spirit, because I know one of your favorite sayings, which everyone knows, is how you love it. You tell us.
I love it when a plan comes together. That's my motto.
And when we walk in the Spirit, mm-hmm. we just continually see plans coming together.
That's right. And it's all orchestrated by the Lord. And that's the amazing part. You know, you don't have to worry that God always has it all planned out for you. As you walk your journey, you find that God has all these special plans and all these details that you just never could have imagined. And it's just wonderful. It's wonderful to see his work.
Amen. So I hope that you can really take that to heart today. First of all, you need the Holy Spirit to Yes. live an empowered life in this generation. You can be baptized. I pray you are baptized into the Christian faith, but you need to have the Holy Spirit awakened. You need to be awakened to the presence of the Holy Spirit within you. Mm-hmm. So that you can operate, as we read in Acts chapter 2, how they were able to speak languages. The Spirit enabled them. That means the Spirit gave them the ability. And we all need ability today.
That's right.
Because we're facing so many obstacles. So we want to pray for you. If you have never received the Holy Spirit, we want to pray for you today. If you would like to make a decision, say, wow, Jesus thought it was important. He told them to wait in the upper room for the promise of the Father, which was the Holy Spirit. He was the promise. And Jesus said, it's important I go, that the Holy Spirit will come. And you have an opportunity today to receive the Holy Spirit. Nina, I'm going to ask you to pray. We just have a couple of minutes left for anyone who's opened their heart right now to receive the Holy Spirit. Would you pray for them, please?
Sure. Well, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for all those that are listening today. And Lord, we just know that you have a special plan and purpose for them. And that the one thing that is so important right now is to equip them, to have them know who you are in that very special way, that the Holy Spirit can come down and just come upon you and fill you with wisdom, knowledge, and just his total love now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray right now that the Holy Spirit just comes upon you and that you are able, you're open to receive this beautiful gift that God wants for you. We thank you, Lord God, for each one, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, for just instilling in them all the fruits of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, for your enormous love. We thank you, Lord God, for equipping each one for every gift so that they can go on and share their love with others. Because, Lord, you just want us to be in unity with you, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity for all those to just be blessed by you and anointed in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. We're with you today from Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Join us every week and be blessed, because we're praying that God will richly bless you.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.